Advent greetings. Deacon Chris here. Week 2. Notice 2 candles, right? We join continuing in that Christian tradition of setting time aside to prepare to celebrate the birth of Jesus with a time of devotion. Remembering that our guide this Advent is the book of Luke, story of Jesus' birth. Oh, and it's filled with song. This second week of Advent, we hear about Mary's cousin, Elizabeth. Luke 1, verses 24 and 25. Here's a bit of that reading. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. She said, "This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me." Let's ponder what it means to be looked favorably upon. What does that mean? For most of human history, the gaze of the gods, who were often seen as mischievous or vengeful, was a curse. But in Elizabeth's story, we see something entirely different, as God looks favorably upon a woman who has endured barrenness her entire life. We encounter a merciful and personal God who apparently delights in the joy of an ordinary woman. God sees Elizabeth, and rather than experiencing God's wrath, she knows God's favor. Our God is not like the gods of that ancient world long ago. Our God is not vindictive or vengeful or mean. But God instead looks upon us in the world with love and with care, delighting in the things that delight us, sorrowing over things that cause us pain. God enters into the heart of our suffering and challenges, bringing the promise of life and hope. God sees us, sees all of us, and with that gaze comes attention, care, and transformation. We read from verse 2 of Joy to the World, reminding ourselves that the book of Luke is a book of song. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ why fields and floods and rocks and hills and plains repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. May we anticipate the good news of Jesus' birth to fill our lives and our world with joy and peace and with song.